Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Huh?
You're alive. You're on.
Thank you, sir.
By none of you peons, you are the demon like trees on, making my meal for eons, looking for bounds like beyond, catching my dude like I'm Dion, these for you can lean on, looking up for I can see on, mixing and matching the vision, my goal was fitted in neon, holding my child like Elon, I must say, I challenge my Andre, boy I'm black or nothing, but nigga I'm something, bouncing it back to the function, never would do that with jumping, sipping on juicy and gum shit, house of drums were sunken, these are my niggas I'm stunting, and worry about honeys and money, cause nigga I'm hungry for drumming, what's up when I dangle, cheat them hella concussion, this is my calling to summon, rest of the feelings I wanted, what in my head got a bunny, falling the feelings like coming, nigga I'm packing a wanted.
Yeah. It's some high shit. Yeah.
I'm the only crab that made it up out the bucket. Yeah. That just leaves a bigger bucket stuck in, filled with buckets. And the shark at the bottom telling me to stop bucking. But my mom said, don't quit. If you do, you gon' end up in their stomach. Not tryna be nobody's lunch. Only crunch you hear his knuckles when your face meets my punch. Only bite what you can munch in the belly of the beast, that's my hunch. See, I'm a soldier, so as the worlds get colder, I'm still repping my mold. And I don't need no Coca-Cola, I sip water slower. And like the mofos that showboat, cause they greed guzzle down until they go and croak when they so soaked. If you too dense to jump, you won't float. In the belly of the beast. Not tryna be nobody's lunch. Only crunch you hear his knuckles when your face meets my punch. Only bite what you can munch in the belly of the beast, that's my hunch.
Oh, hi.
What's good? What's good?
Hello, everyone. I really hope you heard our very charming technical difficulty earlier. Well, hello, good night, good evening, and everything in between to all of you wonderful, beautiful people listening. This is DJ Hoppa Honey on the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and... What? There's a tingling presence in this room, and I wonder what, who, or why it could be.
What?
I have some very special guests tonight here at WMFO, and it is a legal advisory who I would say arguably a lot cooler than me, and that's like really all that needs to be said. You guys could all go around and introduce yourselves.
I'm Frosty. I'm part of IA. And we live, baby.
My name is Diz, a.k.a. Dizzy, a.k.a. Diz the Dashing Delinquent, a.k.a. Sage Silver, a.k.a. Sage, a.k.a. that guy down the block. You all know me, you know.
How do we all know you if you have that many, like, nicknames?
I don't even know.
It's well-known, I guess.
It's just how it is.
It is by any other name.
You got Ziggy, a.k.a. Ricky Cascade. I don't go by that no more. But I switched my name so much, but it's always going to be Ziggy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Facts.
Man, D-Dot Noir.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
That's vibes. Absolutely wonderful. And could you guys say a quick little something about IA? Because I know I hype you guys up to like other people on like a fairly regular basis. And it's mainly just like, there's just a lot of them and it's really cool, okay? Like, better than Brockhampton.
Ew,
none of that soft shit.
That's high praise.
Soft stuff. I get really heated when I talk about Brockhampton sometimes. I'm
shout
sorry.
Out Brockhampton,
I get
day.
It.
Yeah, but do you guys have kind of like a mission statement or like a mantra or kind of like a thesis, if you will?
I would say our mantra is PVO.
Oh yeah, that's valid.
Yeah. Positive vibes only.
PVO.
That's how we come out everything.
Yes, just, sir.
Like, it obviously can't always be positivity because negative things happen.
Uh-huh.
But you know, for the most part, positive vibes only.
Yeah.
Dig.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Do you guys want to like talk a little bit about like how long you guys have been doing this together? Like how you guys all met?
It's kind of a crazy story. We're going to have to take it with me and D-Dot real quick.
Okay. All right,
so basically, like, I formed off of just me, Zeke, and my boy Drew, who's in NYC. Shout out DJ
Drew. Shout out Drew and Aurora.
Shout out Drew.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we started with just Zeke, and then Zeke brought his man Zach over, and Zach started spinning his fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Zach always came with his cadence, so, like, it was me, Zeke, Zach, and Drew, and then oh man, we met the sixth god. Mr. Toronto over
Mr.
here,
Toronto,
Frosty,
man.
And like after we met Frosty, like that was IA.
It was like some what's it called, Power Rangers type of thing. It's like that type of vibe. You know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Yeah, all the pieces came together. We formed like Voltron. Bro.
Yeah, it's like you got every type of style. It's like crazy.
Yeah,
we got the whole like Pokey
exactly.
index.
The Pokey Dex.
Pokey Dex.
Exactly.
Instead of Rolodex, it's like a Flolodex.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I like that. Yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's good. Yeah. Honestly, I'm impressed that I know what a Rolodex is. Because I think that... Anyways.
What's a Rolodex?
I don't know. I think it's like one of those like spinning phone books.
I know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about.
Like in the 80s of like, I'll put you in my Rolodex, baby. Like, I don't know. Not as cool as a
Rolodex.
But you guys like mentioned kind of like bringing different styles to the table.
Yeah.
Like... What do you guys think kind of is your like your niche, your specialty, or a certain sound, or that you either have created yourself or that you're emulating really well?
I think our specialty is context and cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if it's turnt, like music, even if it's uplifting music, music that like you would want to party to, like mm-hmm. it still has context to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like in some ways, like if like you dissect our songs, like
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of like hurt in it, you mm-hmm. know, even in the turnt music. So that's why I feel like really is our specialty, and like just like the energy we bring.
Mm-hmm.
Especially during like concerts and stuff like that.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
You're gonna find out.
Practice.
February 28th at Brookline Teen Center.
We're just gonna plug that. The 28th of February.
It's a free show.
You can't be giving this away for free. That's absolutely criminal.
No, it's all right. You gotta do some evil in the world sometimes.
This is just a public service that you're doing. You're doing the Lord's work.
Illegal advisory, illegal activities.
But you're doing this with teens. You can't do illegal things with teens.
case.
Yeah. So in terms of like writing, beat producing, and then kind of the mixing, mastering, how do you guys like split all that up? Because your songs are very complicated on Drew. Kind of all fronts.
It's all Drew.
Really? We can't say it's
Drew.
We got Fredo. We got Luca.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got Rowan. You know, shout out Roro.
Mm-hmm. We got mad producers. But Drew does like most of the mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the mixing. Excuse me. But like,
he's nuts.
We're doing
Drew,
really badly. Drew's
super,
on this front.
Super Drew's blessed. Nuts. Like,
Drew's nuts.
Man, it's so nice to have like somebody who can just mix all of our
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Because I know mad people be spending hella bread
yeah.
on getting all their stuff mixed and mastered and stuff. We just send it over to him. Yeah. And
that's beautiful.
It's all out of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like he doesn't charge, because he wants to see us elevate.
Yeah.
Facts.
Shout out Drew. Drippy Drew.
Drippy Drew up in NYU.
That's great. And then for like lyrics and like songwriting, do you guys like do it kind of separately in your corners and then you reconvene? And
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. It matters about like the song.
Mm-hmm.
But like majority of the times, like we're in the studio with each other, turning each mm-hmm. other up. Mm-hmm. Like bar after bar, like say Frosty lays down a verse, like that's motivation and
mm-hmm.
ambition for me to lay down a verse.
Yeah. Also sometimes like for me personally, like when there's mad people in the studio, I can't think sometimes. So I go out in the chill and I like really think about stuff and it always comes out fire.
Yeah. So kind of like for your like two like latest release of like Belly of the Beast and then Crabs in the Bucket, like were those like group efforts? Were those more like meditative? Because I would say Crabs feels like that's some brain. Those are some brain bubbles right there.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. Like, it was something that I was working on
mm-hmm.
for, you know, a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I sat down with Zeke for a little bit about it just to, you know, talk about how he wanted to, excuse me, my bad, Ziggy.
You don't know who's listening to this right now.
Yeah, but that one was a little bit more meditated,
mm-hmm.
but I think it came out pretty well.
Yeah.
But it really just depends on the song.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a very big fan, but kind of who are like your influences, like whether that could be in music or out, because I know like I'm a visual artist, but most of my influence doesn't even come from visual media. Mm. A lot of it's like patterns I see in the dirt and a lot of music as well.
Mm.
So kind of what do you draw from and like who brings to the table without knowing it?
You want to start Frosty?
D-Dot.
Frosty.
Oh, let's start it with D-Dot. D-Dot. You know, we came down from Frosty.
Can you ask a question again, please?
Oh, yeah, for sure. like what influences have been important throughout your process, like starting out or right now? Like,
is it bad to say my flaws or my influence?
Really whoa.
I don't know. I use, like, music as, like, a form of reflection and, like, a form of cope.
Uh-huh.
And, like, sometimes, like, I can't see my flaws because, like, I'm in such a first person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when, like, my friends, the third persons, like, explain to me what my flaws are, like, mm-hmm. I use those as, like, an influence to, like, make my music. Also, Kendrick Lamar. Like, my name is D Dot. Uh-huh. His name was K Dot. I'm not biting his name, but, like, you feel me? Like, he's just such a heartfelt person, mm-hmm. and, like, is so woke beyond his years that, like, he heals people with his music, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, I feel like that's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially from, like, a music standpoint, to heal thousands of people, you know? But, yeah, K-Dot and my flaws, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of vibes. Zeke? I'm a very... I think, like, it changes a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I think, like, it's always been, since I started rapping, like, Capital Steez,
mm-hmm.
R.I.P., rest in peace, Steelo, 47 stuff, because, like, this dude, he was divine, yo,
mm-hmm.
like, his whole, like,
pure.
His cadence, the things he, just him, and, like, mm-hmm. the spiritual stuff, and also, like, trying to spread a message to people. So I think that's where my biggest inspiration is from. But also, like, new age people. But
yeah.
I'm inspired by so many people that I can't really, like, pinpoint.
Yeah. I think also when it comes to, like, new age people is that, like, there's so many names that come out at once and then mm-hmm. recede all at once. Yeah. And it's, like, it's kind of feels like a blur. And yeah. you forget what was there because things happen, like, so rapidly now. But there are some people who just have, like, true, like, staying power.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Which is very cool.
R.I.P. Stiz.
R.I.P. Stiz.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I got my roots in music from jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a big influence for me. Like, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, and obviously some new cast like Terrace Martin, Braxton Cook,
mm-hmm.
amazing artists, and also Stiz. I was listening to Steez for mad long, like, it was crazy. Definitely one of my favorite rappers. I still listen to him to this day. Yeah, but Steez, Earl Sweatshirt. Yo, these dudes would call me Earl for, like, mad long. I don't know why.
Big nose.
He kind of look like him.
I don't know about that. But yeah, Earl Sweatshirt, Kid Cudi. You know, I like that. Very honest, introspective feeling that you get when you listen to their music, and yeah. I try to put that into my own music,
yeah.
so everybody that listens to it, they can relate to it, and in whatever way they can, and then also get, like, a picture of my life through my words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut up.
So, I was just thinking about people, but, a person or musically, I'm inspired by, Young Thug, shout out, he's the GOAT.
Hey, Thugger.
And, Uno the Activist.
Yes.
And
then, yes.
But my music isn't really about, my inspirations are not really, like, just those artists, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I mean, my one other very important inspiration is my mom. And mm-hmm. My grandpa, RIP, my mm-hmm. family, and my friends. Like,
mm-hmm.
I kind of realized who are my real friends and, like, who are people that were feeding off of me on my energy that I give out. I'm not really, mm-hmm. I'm not feeding anything off because they're not reciprocating, like, the positive vibes only and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, just my family, friends, Thugger Thugger, Uno, you feel me? So it's like
Uno the Ackway,
that way, huh?
You should invite them to family dinner sometime. I feel like that'd be like that'd be memorable fan mail.
Fast.
Of like an RSVP of like, we're throwing a dinner party. you like mac and cheese?
Something like that. I think that'd
fried
be super
chicken.
Cute.
March 23rd, we're gonna have a fan family dinner. So, like,
really?
If y'all want to pop out.
Oh, that's lit. Yeah, I'm gonna be cooking my famous fried chicken, you feel me?
I was actually really excited.
Nah, but for real, like,
that'd be something crazy.
If people are down, like, we would do it.
I'll make my chicken.
Yeah,
like, I'm food make my type
chicken,
of
my
thing.
Fried
oh, true. We could have, like, a little cipher or something.
There should be more, like, performance potlucks.
Because,
like, I would love to go do more things in the art world, in the artistic world. No one eats. Like, you never see anyone, like, eating in the club. And it's like, we're at galleries. Like, everything's, like, tiny
like,
sandwiches.
Come on, bro. Like, I'm hungry. I'm trying to, like, cook up
some
little
food.
Munchies, you know?
Yeah.
Creativity burns a lot of calories. That's you fine. Need to like replenish. You 100%. Need to be nourished, nutrients.
Yeah. I eat so much food, it's crazy.
Okay, top food you had today. What was the best thing you ate today?
Got
today,
you. Okay, okay.
I made some bomb butt waffles.
BBW.
Yes, some BBWs.
Yes, sir.
I was eating them BBWs up all day. What they else? Had some chocolate chips in it.
Oh,
like,
shoot.
Mm.
Oh, shoot. Whew. You gotta have some BBW once in a while. Don't sleep.
Oh, of course. I had some BBW yesterday, too.
Oh, you got? Did you put chocolate in it?
I did.
Because you got to.
I got to.
I'm playing.
Well, cooking, an obvious talent. Are there other kind of like things that you guys are interested in, or like other creative or intellectual pursuits or social based pursuits, like community outreach, that you think works kind of with what you're doing in IA?
I've like found a new like avenue, like what Frosty was saying, like trying to find like what I want to do more, and definitely like I want to do a lot of creative, like, I want to do, like, some type of installation. Like, you ever see, like, a rap group that isn't, like, already at the top do, like, an installation or something? Or some crazy, I want to do something crazy. Yeah.
Like, staging and kind of, like, curating, like, a performance, like, capital P, performance.
That'd be
capital.
Cool.
That is very cool.
But this stuff.
So... can you repeat your question again? My bad.
Oh, like, do you have any other kind of, like, creative or, like, intellectual pursuits that, either just as, like, a side note, or that you think kind of, like, feeds into what you're doing in IA?
Or I would say, I'm kind of good at math, and I researched that, like, having a link with math and, like, being a musician kind of helps, in a way, and I feel like that kind of helped me in terms of making music, writing bars and stuff, and like not too technically, like, oh, Einstein is the same as Michael Jackson type stuff. But like, you know, it's just I'm trying to pursue physics, be an astrophysicist after I get like a lot of money, like 10 million, and just going back to college. And like
at that point, you just do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Dude, if someone says if they had $10 billion, so they're like, I would go to school. Like, I don't even know what type of person that is, but like, that's something else.
Shut up, mama. She's moving on.
That is cool. Do you have any cool physics facts?
Yeah.
Physics facts with Frosty. Ooh, that's a good segment.
That could be a good like album interlude.
True.
Like, you know, like the skits.
Yeah.
And then you'd introduce the cannonball.
Yeah, wait, that's no fire. Yeah.
No, you'd introduce the cannonball, bro. But we're not gonna
talk about the cannonball right now.
But that's episode.
Cause you know all the trajectories and all of that, how it, you know. But no. I'll play. I don't have no. I'm not gonna lie and say I have any physics facts top of my head. But all I know is
that's fine. Actually, I don't know anything about. I've never taken a physics class in my life. So
please don't.
Yeah, you don't want any competition out there in the field. That's what it is. You don't want to crowd the market.
Factual.
All right. I think let's take a little break so you guys can listen to some more Illegal Advisor.
Illegal
Team IA, baby.
This is absolutely illegal content. Okay. And
This is a dangerous group, groups that we're dealing with now.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm about to kick it. product of the system. The system needed fixing, so I keep my distance. Trying to see the bigger picture, feel like something's missing. My brothers come together and together we'll be lifted. Focus on the present, but currently I'm resisting any form of blasphemy, cause I know the clock is ticking. Snakes in the grass, pay attention, hit them missing. Spoiler alert, soon as you fail, your niggas dipping. I always let the eggs hash before I count my chicken. Niggas force personas think we can't see through the fiction. Ironic cause my character's really not that different. My future is the victim if a nigga won't admit it. Yeah, but that's another story I'll express when I'm finished. Yeah.
Overtoke the blunt, I smoke, I'm searching for some better dope. The Henny got me hella soaked, I'm with the bro, we indigos. We sell the devil like envelopes, feeling free, living clean. Chasing dreams and we sprinting like an antelope. We so high in the sky, you need a big old telescope. And man, time flies by when you out here chasing your goals. And watch your brothers around you, cause like cars, they gon' fold. Do your part and play your role and make sure the truth is told. You don't need to act, need a trap, need to keep a pistol packed. Fuck that shit and chase a bag. Don't be out here looking sad, instead joy life, bro. Living laugh, smoking past the feeling. This right boat, I'm feeling gas, I'm living as. Yeah. Hey, funny how all the people that done hate me be the ones that got a problem trying to fight me. I don't take it lightly, I might be spikely. The way that I'm directing all my shooters, staining white tees, incite me to get up out my city, take a flight tease. First class, take a third nap, get my nerves back. You know that I learned that things in life ain't free, now this life ain't cheap. But living lavish is a habit, brand new padded automatic clips just might make it tragic. Let the casket, then we pass it, take the acid. Only way to heal the pain of a loss, all the dogs shed a tear, and I pray the Holy Cross for a better day. I'll be coolin' where the jizz at, where they flip packs, get your wrist snapped. Double cross them, clock the blick back, yeah, that's click clack, push your fit back. Why you talking all that chit chat? You ain't combat, choppers talk back. Bust a two up in your bitch eyes, want your bitch back, I just hit that while I sit back. All these diamonds dancing on me, and you know I'm counting big racks. Run up on me, get your shit snatched. You my warden with a blick sack, like Andre, three stacks. I eat tracks, I'll relax, my seat back. I'm T-Mac with long range and big max. Play laser tag with your homeboy, and I'm flipping packs just like a dope boy. Got 100 racks up in my coat, boy. If you talking bad, might get you soaked, boy.
Why these niggas always talk about it? See them every day, know they walk without it. Honda Civic looking very clouded, know it's very crowded, bro. They up and out it. Fuck the many man, we can run it, man. No discussion, man. 40 up and blade. Why you reaching, man? Turn them in the sand, hit them with the hand. Got them looking damn, he ain't speaking, man. That's right, out of spite, these niggas like me. Niggas wanna fight, that's alright, come and try me. Money, the delight, we taking flight, that's most likely. Pull up in some Bentley, we there's plenty, that's a life beat. Pop up nice as fuck, it's some chucks, I'm not from Cali. Shorty, they be smiling, why you niggas violent?
I hope you guys really enjoyed listening to those two delightful Illegal Advisory songs of Lifted and Wilden. You can find their music on Spotify. And they actually had a music video that came out recently that was, colloquially speaking, kind of lit. But they don't just make lit music videos. Mm. They also do great informative PSAs. So for the PSA of the hour, legal advisory, please take it away.
Okay, so we are talking about organ donations. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do.
Do it right now.
Especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. Huh? That's 8 people you won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list.
What?
They do it.
Who will get a second chance? All because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you. Oh. Anyways, you feel me?
No, passing it to your boy Ziggy Slim, Ziggy the Wiz.
Ziggy,
become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you.
Do that right now.
Stay strapped.
Do it.
This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Many fill out your advance directives, willing and living will. Run include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. Frosty, let's wrap it up.
Take it away.
Yeah. This has been a public service announcement from the WMFO in Medford, Tells Educational Radio.
You did!
And IA, you feel me? And
legal advisor.
Chills, you guys. I might go donate my organs right now.
Yeah, was that?
Yeah, I might have to.
Donate it to us. Pay $25.
We'll Venmo for organs.
Yo, Venmo flips for organs.
What if you could Venmo request but for vital organs?
Ooh,
wow. Like, girl, I'm requesting your kidney.
Yo, we should do that. That's like $1 million app right there.
You just
people post pictures of their kidneys. You on swipe Tinder, right or left. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, this is a real good looking kidney right there.
Inbox the kidney, bro.
Like same blood type and stuff, so you match, and then you're like, oh, bet. You know, I got
it's
it.
It's a date.
Yeah. That's honestly less abject and terrifying, though, than Tinder itself as the actual app.
Let's make it happen.
Yo, so Zach, if somebody posted on Tinder their kidneys, what would you message them?
Ooh.
I'd
be like, That's a good one.
I'm just saying, yeah. I like them beans. Let me see what's up with them.
I don't know.
Kidney.
I don't have a pickup line for that.
Come on, bro.
You're kidding me, bro.
Come on, bro.
I don't know. I was like,
kidding me.
I feel like a good one was like, ooh, get in me, because it's kidney donation. It's just that it's very to the point.
Like, how big do you like your kidney stones?
Dude, kidney stones are not a laughing matter. Like, if it's scary. It's scary. That's one of those things.
We don't even have to explain the process.
Shout out, Peter.
What you have to do.
Shout out.
We're talking about kidney stones.
Yeah, shout out, Peter. Shout out, Peter, man. Peter.
This has been a PSA.
Yes.
Shouting out, Peter. A Peter service announcement.
PSA.
Yeah, indeed.
I like pita bread.
Nice. Pita bread smacks.
You
put
some
falafel in that, some hummus, some tahini.
Some like diced cukes, onions, tomatoes.
Some pickles, some hot sauce.
No, we're not doing that. We're holding the pickles.
You're not into pickles?
We're holding the pickles.
You're not on the fermented food train, huh?
Into the trash can.
Dude.
And some cabbage, some seaweed on it.
Let me see the biome in your gut, huh? If you're not eating fermented foods, huh?
I drink kombucha.
Oh, really?
So,
Booch gang?
Booch gang.
Boochie gang.
I for the yerba mate people out there, I really want to be ambassador, so I mix my kombucha with my yerba
mate. What else?
But they haven't emailed me back yet, even though I...
You're thirsting.
Yeah.
He got dubbed.
Yo,
he got
dubbed. Yerba baby, if you listening, please text me back. Oh, gosh. Well, this is actually normally a kind of astrology and metaphysics show. So if
big
I would
fire
like...
Big fire sign.
Big fire sign. If I would like to ask you guys, what's your sign? Or what is a different... But outside of kind of like the Western Zodiac, is there something that you like identify with a lot? Because I recently learned about Druid astrology, which is like, what tree are you? Mm. Like, what's your spirit tree? Mm. And that stuff is very interesting. Or like, I've been hearing a lot more about Enneagrams, which is like the Christian numerology system. But what's a sign or symbol or a number sequence that you identify with and like you think represents you?
Okay.
Can I go through?
Oh, you want to go first?
We have
yeah, you got your chart.
Can we do charts?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone get co-star.
Add me on co-star. So my my sun sign is Sagittarius.
Sag.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
Fire sign.
My mm-hmm. My rising is Taurus.
Ooh.
Earth.
And then
sensuality.
My moon is also Taurus.
Wow.
Ooh.
I know, it's crazy.
Wow.
But then like if we're talking numbers,
big bull energy,
the number 47, uh-huh. Obviously, shout out Capital
Steez.
Yeah, that's some deep stuff right there.
Yeah, that is very cool. And so you have like in that little trio, yeah. You have fire, but then you have two earth. Yeah. Which one do you lean on more?
Oh, I think like my Sagittarius defines me more, because like mm-hmm. I'm a very honest person.
Yeah,
like I don't really have a filter. So like if you ask me your opinion, I'm probably like I'm gonna give you my honest opinion. I don't really sugarcoat things.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part,
we don't sugarcoat like, things out here.
I mean, like a white lie is good every once in a while.
What is a white lie?
A white lie is when
you
lie to someone.
Is it subjected to white people? Like, is it?
Nah, it's when you lie to somebody, but like, but its intention is, it's like under good intent. So
gotcha.
Like, is to make them feel better about themselves.
Oh, okay.
I call it like micro dishonesty.
Micro dishonesty. Ooh.
Like,
finger snap. My hands are sweaty though. I can't even like. Damn. I'm a clap.
Oh, thank clap you. No, because white lie just makes me think about learning about like, oh, and then the Native Americans just kind of disappeared.
Yeah,
like,
just kind of.
They went on vacation.
They just got sick, you know.
They're in Florida right now with their aunt.
They're chilling.
All right, Frosty.
So we're talking about signs, right? Mm-hmm. I identify a lot with my zodiac signs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Leo sun.
Big Leo.
I'm a Libra rising. And I'm a Capricorn moon. My Leo is in my 10th house.
Uh-huh.
My Libra ascending is in my first house. And then my moon Capricorn is in my 3rd house. So mm-hmm. if you would ask me which one I really lean towards more, I would say my Capricorn side.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's sometimes when like people doubt Capricorns and stuff, and like they how Capricorns move and stuff, it's not really projected as normal. It can be slower, or you know, they could get to the marathon at the finish, like the last people in the marathon, but they'll finish it at this like regardless. So when it comes to a task, they do it, and also they're kind of not antisocial but shy and stuff, but I'm Leo, don't get it messed up, so
I think also with like caps is like of being just like dependable, of being like you kind of just know that they're gonna do their thing and it's not really a question, because I feel like with like the earth signs of like Taurus, it's like they could do it or they could not, you don't know. Virgo's like they're gonna do it but they're gonna complain about it and you're gonna hear about it because they never shut up. But I think Capricorns are more of like a stoic sign, I would say. Yeah.
They sound like me.
Okay, I am also a Libra rising, and I've talked to other Libra risings about this. I think the reason, so I'm very friendly and people always think I'm flirting with them, and that's a big Libra rising thing. Do you have this problem too? Of like, you're just being nice and they're like, what? Like, what's up? Like, you want my kidneys or something? Like, stuff like that. I'm like, no. Like, not like that.
Yo. Big facts.
Yeah.
I mean, because there are times I'll put, I do stuff in percentages. So if I meet up with something, if I meet up with, let's say I just meet up with a random person, right? And then I'm overly friendly at times,
mm-hmm.
but like because of my Capricorn moon, I kind of be reserved at the same time. Mm-hmm. But my Libra ascending makes me more of like out there, more of happy and positive. So mm-hmm. if I meet up with a guy and just be like, "What's up?" and just never met him, just fist bump him, and he's just like, "Why are you doing that?" Like, and then if I meet up with a girl, and then I am just overly like interested or just like curious and stuff, I'm just happy, and they'll just think, like you said, mm-hmm. they'll think like I'm trying to like sleep with them or something.
Yeah,
like, nah, chill.
No.
We don't do that over here.
We don't do that here. We don't do that here. We don't play.
This is an abstinence only.
Yeah, facts.
Station.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ziggy.
All right, so
big guy.
I wish I was as into astrology as all the boys, but my mom is, so I like, you know. I'm a Capricorn.
Cap.
Sun. I think I'm an Aquarius rising.
Oh.
Aqua baby.
Different.
No, I'm Aquarius moon, and then a Mercury Capricorn. I don't know, like,
Mercury Cap is good to have, I would say, in terms of, like, organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Except I'm horrible at organization.
That's hilarious.
But like what you're saying about, I guess being dependable or just like knowing that it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes it'll happen at the very last second, but it will happen.
Facts.
You know.
Yeah. Yesersky.
But is there like, if you're not as into like astrology or like Western astrology, like is there? Do you have like a guiding source, whether that be like art or religion or nature?
It's definitely an art,
mm-hmm.
or just being in the right headspace in terms of where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
and like I guess like if I become stagnant, then it's all downhill.
Mm-hmm.
I have to always be moving around, and like sometimes I don't focus on particular things, but it's better if I'm like always up and about than like mm-hmm. in the house. And it's
definitely
gotta get like, I'm always searching for that flow,
mm-hmm.
and like staying in that flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like outside of like signs and stuff, yeah, I'm not a religious person, but something that always like drives me, or I feel like keeps me on the right track, is nature. Like I go out for walks like every day, and I feel like there's like a natural rhythm to everything. And once you can get in that rhythm and you notice that rhythm, like it just keeps you going and keeps you on the right track. And that's something like that really drives me and keeps me going.
Nature.
I hope that's what you were asking.
No.
I don't know if I just was talking about some random stuff.
No.
That's what came to my mind when you asked that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that way a lot about being like super connected with like Earth, and kind of like there is this almost mm-hmm. one continuous pulse that every living thing has. They don't always go at the same time, but mm-hmm. it's all happening together. Mm-hmm. Like there is a single nanosecond of every day where everything happens at once.
100%.
And it's like, I remember when I was like a kid, what I'd like to do is I'd like to like put my ear into in the grass or in the sand and just try to like hear something. Or you would feel some sort of motion.
Yeah.
But it's not clear as to what. I really vibe with all the bunnies on Tufts campus. I think they're like, they're a very good, like, positive, reinforcing presence of like, it can be gray, depressing, you have 6 exams, you're seeing every girl wears yoga pants every day, but, and everyone's named Chad. But there are always bunnies around.
Yeah.
And that's. Like to continue?
I'm not really too like into astrology,
mm-hmm.
but like I'm a big fire sign. I'm an Aries.
Aries, yeah. I love Aries.
very conflicting, very like emotional. Like I'm in need of like routine and like positive routines, because like if I form negative routines, they become stuck and like they become tendencies. I don't really know. But I know I think my moon is a Pisces.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it's different.
That's crazy.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what like a Pisces sign is.
Pisces is cool, because Pisces is really like, I think Pisces and Aquarius, I think, are kind of similar in that it's very abstract. There's a lot of like creativity in there, and there's a lot of like connection to higher power. I think I'd say a lot of Pisces are really artistic, which is nice, but also it's like very watery, like very emotional. I would say is a big one. And Aries is a definite like go-getter sign, which is why it's interesting that you have like a Pisces moon, because Pisces is definitely represents more passive energy of like letting things kind of move in their currents as they come. But that's why I love like Aries and Pisces, like equally of like, because if you have too much of one, like you're impossible to be around. But the two together work well.
Sometimes I can't like differentiate it. You know, and that's like a struggle for me, because like I can be super passive, but then I can be super like, I don't know, just play it at like your throat.
Hot-headed, aggro. You know what I mean?
Like, very, like, and, like, and it's, like, very implicit, you know? It's not something that, like, I choose to do. It's, like, I react off of emotions. Like, I'm an emotional-based person, you know? And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. You feel me?
Are you familiar with the concept of dialectics?
No, what is that?
Hegelian principles of dialectics. Okay, it's basically of, okay, think of it as a little math equation.
Okay.
So it's thesis plus antithesis equals synthesis. So it's basically of like one object meeting its like opposite, and then they have to kind of fuse and become something else. And that's like the constant, that's the constant dynamic structure of the universe, of things are that are opposite are having to come together and make things. Think of that elementally, think of that socially, think of that however you want, of like when you get things that are really different and you like mix them together, make it's like red and blue make purple. And that's awesome. And purple rocks.
That's the best color.
Big purple fans. Hit my line if you like, I'm kidding. And yeah, and just kind of like, and then with Hegel, the idea is like if you keep doing that for eternity, you'll reach what's called absolute spirit. Absolute spirit, I still have absolutely no idea what that really means, but it's kind of just of like the essence of godliness in everything.
I see.
You find it in the
perp. You find it in the perp. Joey perp.
Joey perp, yeah.
I was at a party over the weekend, and I requested the song Elastic by Joey Perp. A fun song. A very fun song that people enjoy, even if they don't know it. Correct? And it comes on. This is a party where everyone is listening to ABBA, and people freaked out because someone put on Mr. Brightside. Imagine, like, kids in Hawaiian shirts, like, moshing to Mr. Brightside. Anyways, and so the guy puts on, like, Elastic by Joey Perp. A song that's really fun. The whole place is silent. And I just felt so awkward. I was like, oh man. Like,
y'all Chaz gotta listen to some Joey Perp.
Some Joey Perp. We should make a playlist for the Chads of like acceptable music for functions 101.
Illegal advisory.
Yes. Only illegal advisory.
Illegal.
What are some like big singles or albums that you think have come out in the past year? Like what are, or artists that you see like really big things for, who are new
Shmino,
or
old? Definitely. Shmino.
Yes.
Definitely on this Noir album, and then this little like Christmas little EP he dropped. Like I just feel like the Midwest is up next. I'm not doubting my Bostonians and my Canterburgians. But like I feel like the Midwest is very like solid with their artists like Smino, No Name, Saba, very like conscious, very woke.
Yeah.
Black excellence, you know. And not only that, but like coming from like a place of just poverty and bad stereotypes, you know, that are put on them day-to-day basis with dreadlocks or just how they look and how they dress, and like them overcoming that, and not only overcoming the stereotypes but overcoming the negativity that they're surrounded by on a daily basis and producing something that is pure, you know. I appreciate that a lot. So yeah, Smino. And like he gets me all the girls, no cap. Like Smino,
really?
Smino is that dude, yo, for real.
You don't need to be putting your internal organs on Tinder, know, baby. Right? You just right? got.
Yo, let me stop.
I got hip to this guy from Frosty back in like November, and then Luna. Shout out Luna if you're watching this. But Lancey Foe.
Okay.
This man is insane. He's from East London.
Okay.
He
got that grind. Got that grind.
Oh, he's like he sounds like Uno. He sounds a little bit like Cardi, but he got like it's kind of like Uno where it's like trap, but it like every bar is like.
Oh, he's got fish and chips on the side. more lads speak in 2020.
And Luna Nyai.
Respect.
Respect. Respect.
Wagwan.
Wagwan,
my
This dude, Slow Tie.
Slow Tie was on that new Gorillaz track.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Slow Tie definitely, like, he has crazy sound. It's like, it's like anti-pop, punk mixed with rap. It's like, what? I don't even know how he does it. But it's
drug dealer.
It just works. And I don't know. It just makes me happy but mad at the same time, and I love it.
Yeah.
And Mavi.
Mavi.
Of course.
Obsessed with Mavi.
I can't stop talking about Mavi. I love Mavi. I found out about him like a few months ago because he was on that Earl's new EP. He has a great album, Let the Sun Talk. Mad good.
Mavi.
Yeah.
Let the Sun Talk, Sun Talk. Let the Sun Talk, Sun Talk.
What about you, Frosted?
I'm gonna start with Cambridge. So I feel like the most slept on and the most upcoming dude in Cambridge is Young Bubba. Shout out to you, you're probably not listening, but I work with him personally, and people have told me a lot of things about, you know, him. People talk a lot about others and stuff, but like once you gain that really personal connection and you see who they really are through your perspective, you see what they're about. I'm really impressed by his work ethic. I'm impressed by how he seems not to put a lot of, like, once you listen to his songs, he doesn't really seem to put a lot of thought, but he does. And that's one artist I'm really believing in as much as I believe in us. And another artist, Lil Keed from from Atlanta. No cap, that dude. I watched an interview from him, and I see how he really articulated himself. And Young Thug said this. I'm really inspired by Down South artists. And he said, like, Keed, out of everyone who's, like, his sons, you know what I mean, who bit off of him and stuff. Not bit off of him, but, like, inspired by him. Keed seems to have the most potential, and I could tell that because he started rapping before his brother. I mean, after his brother, Lil Got It. I don't know if people know him, but, like, Lil Got It is... the brother of Keed, and Keed was inspired by Lil Got It and Young Thug, but like Keed, the progress he's done over since he started is really like impressive and phenomenal. And another artist that I'm really excited for and see what they're coming up is MDMA, one of the activists' brother. He's crazy. That's all I gotta say. That dude is the future. Like,
can
that
I say
dude,
one more?
Like, he fuses some like, he fuses like some like, he fuses like, I don't even know how he does it, but like some really introspective thoughts, but with some in a style that's kind of like, I'm really impressed by that, and kind of inspires me a lot. So he's kind of my age too. So MBMA, you probably not gonna listen to this, but you know, I might see you soon, bro. Gang gang.
I wanted to say one more, and he's out of the Boston area, Elijah Blue. I got to work I got to work with him the other day, with Cadence Higgins, Aiden the and Seti Goose, but they're working on this album. And like the
redacted,
amount of
right?
redacted, yes. The amount of intent on that album, like his ethic in the stew kind of reminds me of like Kanye when I see Kanye videos, and he's really inspired by Kanye. So it's like he's like, now I hear like this, on this, and then you gotta like lower it, and it sounds amazing. So
dude,
it's coming out March 13th.
Yo, Elijah, redacted's coming out March 13th. Trying to be on that.
Yeah. Wow. I'm
trying to be on that, that's Elijah. Very cool.
Hi Elijah,
you didn't hit me up. Come on, man. Oh nah, but I got one more person. I just thought of Luke Bars.
Yeah, Luke Bars.
Oh yeah,
shout out Luke Bars.
Just got hip to him. Like, what was it?
He's definitely on the come
ago.
Up.
2 weeks ago
He's
or something.
On the come up.
Out of Brockton, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, super. Like I've never heard a sound like that coming out of the Boston
area.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like super, super original. It's like
super soulful.
Yeah, definitely. And like a lot of emotions go into that music, I can tell. And I like it a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Bars with a money sign as the S, yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, check him out, no cap. He's on Tidal, Spotify. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. We out here.
Literally. Of course.
Oh. So I don't know if you guys know Ash Nico.
Yeah,
Ash Nico.
I've heard.
Ash Nico, highly recommend. She was one of the openers for Danny Brown when he was at Big Night Live. But Ash Nico, she's crazy, really funny. Just kind of, you know, how there's this like big come up of like more filthy women, like little girls who are like really evil, who are just really entertaining. Ash Nico,
shout
I think
Rico
is.
Nasty.
Shout out Rico Nasty. Nasty. Rico Nasty came
God
to talk.
This level. Yo, that goes. Crazy! Dude. I listen to that every morning while I'm getting dressed. You know, I gotta get
Why
pumped up.
Why she be yelling so much? If I see you in the seat,
it's done.
Shout out, Lil Tay.
Free Lil Tay.
We will not rest
till she's out.
End of discussion. I don't know. I think Rico's really cute. I think she does a really good job of like. Person versus persona, because if you see her perform, crazy, absolutely insanity, fear for your life.
No, also there's like a great like female rapper, Tiara Whack. I feel like
Tiara Whack,
she's crazy,
dude. Amazing. I remember like when I was listening to, like NPR somewhere where I would not think to be put on something good, and it was like hidden gem of the week, and it was like Mumbo Jumbo by Tiara Whack. I was like, man, NPR is really doing this to me.
This guy Zeke put me on.
Oh
man.
My gosh.
Remember those days, bro?
So good.
High school.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of good girls out right now, I think. Yeah. I think there's some fun ones, like Brooke Candy. Another. Man,
shout out my wifey Rihanna. Bad girl Riri.
Your personal lady friend.
Yeah, you feel me?
I don't. She won't answer my DMs, man.
Nah, she hasn't answered mine either. No, I have not DM'd her, actually. I have not done that. I could, though. I
Dude,
feel like
you're
I
not was, shooting your shot then,
bro,
man.
But like,
man. Wait, she's with ASAP Rocky now.
ASAP?
Yeah.
For real?
Rocky fumbles.
Nah, ASAP Rocky's about to fumble that.
He
doesn't know.
Okay. Nah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. This was
thank
very illegal.
Thank you.
Legal activities.
Please stream Legal Advisory on any listening platform because.
Yeah, listen to Halfway There and listen to like Belly of the Beast.
Support local. Buy local.
Please.
Yes. This is non-GMO, but very illegal. Good night. This is Gigi Hop 100. You're listening to 91.5 FM. WFM. Edward Test 34. Good night.
We are. all up in the belly of the beast with the beast in our belly. Makes a decent man go crazy, thoughts hazy. Some call it the modern slavery. It's the cravings that plague me, it's the cravings that made me. I bet it's the same for you. The drop of power is gonna get me through. Cause I've gone 1,000 hours living off success. I was trying to make it in the booth, but there's crabs at my tail, nicking at my boots. And I'm screaming, I promise we all prevail if you let me loose. Maybe even give me a boost. The homie to it, I would do the same for you. But I'ma climb out that pan and I'ma throw down a rope. No, it won't be a noose. And I know you the world when there's less obstacles to get through. And now I see a light outside. I can't wait till we rise. My brother said, why that light so hot? To make sure that we strive. But why that bucket so deep? To make sure we ain't weak.
It's Zeki in my city. 617 singing la la la. I look in the skies and I see some hope. Threads an open eye, you see some gold. And I know that